Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
He did it. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. We're now on ESPNU. You can click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app, scroll down to live radio, and take us with you. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys.
What's happening, man?
What's up, man?
You got to be excited.
I'm happy for Aaron. Are you excited? I'm very happy for Aaron Judge.
See, it doesn't feel that way, though.
I was really hoping he'd do it in 154 games and break Ruth's original record and then break Maris's. As it is, it looks like he just tied Ruth. He's now tied Maris, and maybe he can break Maris in 162.
I feel like I come at this from a place of appreciation. Like, it's really incredible to see, but it almost felt anticlimactic a little bit. Well, did it not? I mean, look, they got the win at the top of the seventh,
been
right?
Carrying the
three
team,
to three, man. Been carrying the team. He's been doing what he's always been doing. It just, I don't know, for some reason, I felt like it missed something. I don't know.
Well, it missed the fanfare that would have come along with it had no one ever take the PED era not existed. Yeah. That's really what it is. It took you know, everyone's already been through this. So even though people know, they were cheating, they're still like, yeah, but we saw it. You still count the runs, right? So they count the home runs. That's what happened, I think.
Yeah, right? No, it was exciting to see, I guess. Right?
See? That's what I'm talking about.
It's not the same thing like when McGuire and Sosa were doing it.
I'm happy for him, but McGuire, Sosa, and Bonds, there was two to three of them every other night, right? It was, who's going to hit one tonight? Oh, Sosa hit one. Wow, he's got
a Bonds came a little later with the home runs because he saw the
But it was that back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Sosa, because it was a that's right.
Competition.
There was a home run race in addition to
the home run derby,
and it was cute. He's going to hit it in the water. You know, it was all that sort of stuff. This was on the road, you know, and it was like.
Here's, and it was a line drive that looked a lot like Mark McGuire's shot that broke the record, right? Like a straight line.
I mean,
out.
Like Bonds are hitting him out there in the ocean.
In the ocean. He hit him in the ocean. Some of those are still in orbit. Well, the thing about Bonds is Bonds put up numbers, so people look at home runs, right? But if you really want to know what's going on, you look at the on base and the slugging percentage. Like, how often is he successful, and then how successful is he? Bonds, before the juice, was putting up juice numbers before the juice, right?
Yeah,
so it was on-base and slugging looked like Sosa and McGuire once they jumped on the stuff.
He was a 40
home run
guy anyway.
650-plus slugging, 450-plus on base.
And
so
he
when
was
that,
great in the field.
He was great on the bases. Yeah. So when he jumped on the stuff, it like made a mockery of everything. It's like, come on, he's not even realistic.
His head got bigger and everything
and,
else.
And also, he started slugging 800. He started his on base top 600. 60% of the time in baseball, he's not making it out. Impossible, right? So it got kind of cartoonish at a certain point.
In the one year, I'm not – was the 73 the year they lost to the Angels? I'm not 100% sure.
I don't remember what happened that year.
I just remember they were...
That was maybe an 0-2 they lost to the Angels.
Yeah, but
look it up.
I remember that it was around the home run stuff, though.
It was right before. It was the year before.
It was the year before. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But then they stopped pitching to him. Yeah. Then Bonds stopped hitting more than 40 home runs because they would walk him literally 200 times a year. They weren't going to throw him a ball.
Why pitch to him?
So here's Aaron Judge, who, by the way, feels that the real record is Bonds. Roger Maris feels that the real record, Roger Maris's kids, feel that Judge has the real record.
So Judge feels it's Bonds.
It's Bonds. He grew up a Giants fan.
And on top of that, Bonds embraced him hitting
home
runs and stuff like that.
Yeah. Here's Aaron Judge on his feeling. Is he relieved after hitting the 61st?
Definitely. definitely some relief getting to 61. You know, you try not to think about it, but it creeps into your head. But, you know, getting a chance to do it, you know, in a Yankee win, and especially on another night where, you know, Gerrit Cole ties the, you know, all-time single-season, you know, strikeout record, that's, you know, that's a pretty special day right there.
The consummate professional.
Giving his teammate
credit. Team first, always coming back.
Don't think about Gerrit Cole right now.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's talking. I know I'm not the traditionalist as it relates to baseball like you two, like you guys growing up with it, being around it. I'm the new age fan that comes in, sweeping it, like sees it from up top. I feel like I'm watching one of the greatest, maybe the greatest ever to do it, especially on this race, Max. You put us on to him chasing the Triple Crown. You've been talking about that before anybody else in sports. It just felt like when I watched Barry Bonds and those boys, man, it felt different.
Bonds.
It felt different.
No
to
one's
me.
Ever going to be as good as Bonds was
on the
juice.
I appreciate it. It's so weird when it comes to Bonds because I hate the cheating in general. I just don't like it. I don't. It doesn't do it for me. But for Bonds, for whatever reason, because he was already great.
He was trying to level the playing field.
He was already great. And then everybody, I find myself in my mind saying, since everybody was doing it, for him, I felt like it was okay because he was already good.
Can I just say something from a guy who knows a lot of stuff that doesn't always say all the stuff that he knows on radio and TV every day? It don't bother me as much.
Yeah.
You know
I do.
It doesn't bother me. I know some incredible people that have done some things in order to get back to certain places that have elevated their level of play.
Here's what I'll say about that, okay?
As it relates to Barry Bonds.
Yeah. One thing is the argument that, well, you don't know who else was juicing back then, so it's unfair. That's an absurd argument. I'm not saying what you're saying is absurd, but the argument that you therefore don't penalize the people who were cheating, that you know for a fact, it's like saying, well, I'm not going to arrest this person who's committing a crime because a lot of people getting away with committing crimes and they're not getting arrested. Well, that's not a reason just to let the bad guy go. You got to arrest them, and if you find the evidence on someone else, then you do the same thing with them. That doesn't make sense to me.
I couldn't be a police officer, though.
Right.
Yeah.
But
let the guy go.
Let us go.
Go ahead and jaywalk. Max, there are people in history that we glorify that as athletes, you know, okay.
Right.
And
if that became and if that became common knowledge, then they'd be less glorified. But I'll say this.
Absolutely.
What Keith said about Bonds is right in the sense that he was by far the best player in the game. Then guys started cheating and they knocked him off that perch. And he was looking at them going, this is not fair. So he juiced really to level the playing field. It's not his fault that he was so good that once he was on the juice, it became a cartoon. Right.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, you can look in the records and see their entire career, what they did. There was never any indication from McGuire, Sosa, or Bonds that they would ever break the home run record or even come close without the stuff. You could see their home run to at-bat ratio basically double. They got twice as good at hitting home runs in their 30s. All of a sudden, they woke up in that. So since you couple that to a dramatic change in physical appearance, they couldn't have done it without the stuff.
Okay, yeah, I hear it. But there was
Bonds was at what, though, the most without the stuff?
Maybe he hit pop 49 once.
But you know what, though, Matt? We talk a lot about this, though.
Without the stuff.
Yeah. And Aaron Judge is special once again.
Yeah.
But there's something for me about the way somebody looks, the swag in which they do it. And that's, obviously seeing Aaron Judge in a Yankees uniform represents something different, right? But seeing Barry Bonds with the earring, with the way it felt, it just felt culturally different. I don't know.
Yeah, I look. Bonds was you couldn't. Bonds. Listen to this stat. It's the craziest stat ever. When he was fully loaded, he was when the bat left his shoulder. Right when he swung at a pitch, he was 50-50 whether it was he swung and missed or had an extra base hit. He was as likely to hit at least a double as he was to miss the ball. Like, it's not even baseball anymore at a certain point. It's T-ball, right? Mm.
Yeah, so whatever it was that he was dabbling in, it just made him that much better.
Yes.
He was already
incredible.
Yeah, he was already doing some of that same stuff.
But we're two separate things. Bonds is a Hall of Famer. He should have been in on the first ballot because it's not like, well, he cheated, therefore he's out. Guys threw spitballs and admitted it and got into the Hall of Fame. I'm not talking about Bonds' greatness. I'm talking about the home run record.
Mm-hmm.
He got that because of the juice, 100%, and therefore I do not recognize it. McGuire and Sosa, that's a joke. Of course, they're not Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
It's because they never would have gotten in without the stuff. So I'm looking at the number, 60 in 154 games, Babe Ruth, 61 in a full season, Roger Maris. Judge tied Ruth in 154 games. He's so far tied Roger Maris in 162 games. And he has, in the 162-game season, schedule, and he has seven more days to hit one more for people like me to say that's the home run record right there.
Understood.
No, yeah.
So which single season do you recognize, 73 or 61? On the other hand, you could say, well, they're not counting those scores differently, so those home runs counted for Bonds, right? 888-SAY-ESPN. Be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Bonds hit 46 and 93 as his first year in San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
Be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776, ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Guys, we have Thursday night football. What reservations, if any, do you still have, Keyshawn Johnson, about Tua Tagovailoa? ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, last night, sitting there watching the game, top of the seventh, Aaron Judge knocks it out of the park, right? Rips it to left field. Yeah. There's one guy in particular I'm looking at as Harry Douglas is joining us here. The guy who's holding out his glove, who has a chance to catch number 61 for Aaron Judge. And he doesn't reach for it extra hard, Max. He's like,
If it falls in my hands, it falls in my hands.
No, I'm reaching over the duck. I'm reaching over.
Giving it to Aaron Judge, or are you keeping
it? No, I'm keeping it. That's my money.
You going to keep it?
Yeah. If it were me, like me personally.
Yeah.
Damn right I am. It's going to my kids 529.
No, hold on. You, Jay. Not if you're just an anonymous person. You're a rich guy already.
I would sell it back to Aaron Judge.
I see.
I'm jumping off, Jay.
I'm trying to say.
I ain't going to hold you. I'm jumping off that, John.
I might have
because Yates works for a living.
I might have fallen onto the ground,
Max. You have to have a plan.
We don't work for a living. The four of us don't work, Harry Douglas.
I don't know about you.
If I'm that guy, I'm falling over the ledge trying to catch that ball.
I'm telling my homie, hold my back.
You know what I read? Darren Rovell, you know what he tweeted out today?
I would have sold it right after the game.
Yeah,
Darren Rovell tweeted I saw it on my timeline a couple minutes ago, that when McGuire hit his record breaker, the dude who caught it was making 30 G's a year, right?
Yep.
And the Cardinals said, we'll give you a signed bat and ball for it. And he said, listen to this. Man, he said, fine, but I want to meet Mark McGuire. They told McGuire, says, no, I'm not going to meet him. The dude said, for that, you don't get the ball. What'd he sell it for? $3 million.
Yeah,
$3 million. It was best decision he ever made.
I don't need to meet Mark McGuire. I can meet Mark McGuire outside the hotel when they get on their way to the game.
You might not like him if you meet him.
Did you say they offered him a signed bat
and ball? Yeah, and stuff.
Oh, I would have smacked the hell out of somebody.
That's what the organizations do. They give you tickets. They give you season life tickets. They do stuff like they're not giving you money.
Monetize me, Key.
Yeah.
Oh, monetize me.
It's not even anything to talk about. Whether I'm rich, poor, whatever. There's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, we got
to
talk eight figures, man.
There's nothing to talk about.
Or out the gate. What are you offering me?
I know bat and ball.
I know your contract is Aaron Judge. How much you want the ball? How much you want to give it to your mom?
You know,
how much you really want to give it to your mom?
He's like, I hit another one. Don't worry about it.
You know, like that interesting, Max. Growing up, you wouldn't even think about that. You might have a chance to get one of 30 home runs in a stadium.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In a season.
They didn't hit any home runs like this. Not when Key and me were little. No.
Not at all, man. It was like a treat.
Greg Nettles lead the league with 32 home
it
runs.
It was a treat. Like, oh, here comes a fly ball. Yeah. He was begging to get a foul ball.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
Nowadays, people go there trying to make money.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Mack.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If you're going to contend at a championship level, you're going to have to beat good teams in closely contested games. And the Dolphins have shown that they are a good football team.
Expectations haven't changed. We just trust each other, go out and play football.
Tua looking, flips it downfield, wide open! Touchdown, Tyreek Hill!
Can't wait to go against Eli Apple, man. I owe you, boy. I owe you. I'm here. The Cheetah's here.
Keyshawn, okay. J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're on the ESPN app. We're
here
on
we
ESPNU. ESPN football analyst Harry Douglas is brought to you by Eckridge Smoked Sausage. Find them in the refrigerated meat aisle at your favorite grocery store to create one-of-a-kind sausage recipes. Eckridge, you do you.
Your Braves okay last night?
Wait, why did...
Your Braves okay?
Why
are you not going to look at me? You're not going to talk to me? You want to come on the show and not talk to me?
How you doing?
You want to talk to me?
Good morning, Jay. How you
doing? Good. What happened last night?
Never mind. I got the answer.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the answer. I was in my mind, I was like, why is the Cheetah talking to Eli at the Cincinnati-Kansas City game?
Last year.
I got it.
Do you not want to address me off the top?
No, Jay, we have a big series coming up tomorrow.
We do.
Three games. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Braves
Sunday night,
Mets.
ESPN game.
That's right.
How many games are
my Mets up? Just one.
Okay. Okay,
it's like every time I come on here and talk to y'all, it's like the Braves lose to a poo-poo team when they have an opportunity to gain a game on the Mets.
How come I know that Sunday night's going to decide first place? And, you know, one of you two is coming in here on Monday morning.
Hyped.
And the other one's going to be long in the face, boy.
Somebody has to get a nice – it's got a nice little bottle of wine on the line here between HD and I.
Yep.
I'm so used to winning, I don't even
this Dodgers. By the way, Dodgers won their 107th game.
Our pitching right now, you know, we might limp into the playoffs with some pitching issues, but we'll be all right, I think.
Talking about the Dodgers.
Dodgers are like the Red Sox, where they're the biggest market team that plays analytics.
That's why I said nobody's talking about y'all. We know what time it is.
That's why I whispered over here while y'all was engaged.
You didn't whisper because we heard you.
To the mic.
Oh, the mic. No, the mic is going to pick it up, but I whispered. To let Max know.
Got his master's
from USC. We're so used to winning. No, we're so used to winning. It doesn't, when people start arguing about two games and, I'm like, man,
107 wins, a lot of wins, season not over.
Who won it last year?
You know? No, the Braves.
Oh, okay. I just want to bring it back down to reality.
The Braves
key.
Won
That's
it,
cool.
And the Mets hadn't won anything. They had to go out
I'm
and get,
not worried about
they
us.
Had to go
I'm
out
cool.
And get
you
a
shouldn't
new
worry
old.
About
can't
me.
You shouldn't worry about the World
me.
Series. You're a
this
Mets
all
fan. Don't
up
worry
for
about
me.
That.
I'm not jabbing you. All I'm saying.
I feel happy. I'm content. It doesn't matter what y'all say. Y'all ain't going to mess up my frequency this morning.
If you're content with making the playoffs, that's okay. That's fine. There's nothing
wrong
with
that. No, I just say you're not going to mess up my frequency. We're driven. We're driven. We understand where we are.
Your frequency. What do I look like? Some what do you call it? Somebody from space coming down to mess up his frequency?
Yes, that's who you are. That's exactly who you are.
Jay's going to come in here with tinfoil on his head and not let Key in there.
Blocking. Nope. Stay away.
Hey, so we've been talking baseball because it's that time of year starting to really get toward the playoffs, but it's also Thursday night football tonight. Harry Douglas, Tua Tagovailoa, who a lot of people compared to a left-handed Drew Brees. Could he be that in the pros? I was tracking his progress year over year. I said, boy, there's a lot of similarities between him and Drew Brees.
Who's called him a left-handed Drew Brees?
Everyone told me I was crazy coming out of college.
Only you?
No, I didn't say I did. Other people.
Yeah, other people said that too.
Left-handed Drew Brees?
Yeah, they were saying because he's relying
size,
on accuracy. He's,
okay.
He's not a blazer, but he can move around a little bit.
Tippy-toe throwing, left-hander, the whole deal.
So, but... And now they got him the weapons. They got him a guy, an offensive mind, and he has taken off.
Philly.
We're going to get to Key in 1 second. Man. Do you believe in Tua Tagovailoa? And then we know Jay does. The question is, does Key? Do you believe in Tua?
I do. I believe in any quarterback when the organization gives them players around them so they can succeed. We've seen it with Josh Allen early on in his career. When he first started, he wasn't that good. But then you bring over Stephon Diggs. You look at Joe Burrow last year. They went and got Ja'Marr Chase, his college wide receiver. They go to the Super Bowl. When you put players around your franchise quarterbacks.
They put players around Jared Goff, and they wanted a better quarterback. So it's not any quarterback.
They put players around. I was going to say Jared Goff.
He went to the Super Bowl.
I'm not saying that. But my point is not can a team get to the Super Bowl. They looked at him. They evaluated him for years. They put him in a great position. They said, he's okay. We think we can do better. So is Tua a Jared Goff, or is he better than that?
That's to be determined still. We're only 3 games in. And this is what I don't want people to do. Tua, I have a game where he could throw for 350, but he may have a game where he pass for 199. Mm-hmm. We got to understand that Tua is not going to throw for 300 yards every week in and week out. That's a true team. They have a defense. They have players around them. They have other pieces. So he's going to manage the game the best of his abilities. 1 week, it may cost for him to throw for 404 touchdowns. The next week, it may cost for him to throw for 150. But if he doesn't turn the football over and put the team and the offense in the best position to succeed, then he's doing his job.
Before we get to Key, Harry, if I have Kirk Cousins and I put him in the Reds, I'm looking. I'm still looking. If I have Tua right now, I'm not looking.
No.
Are you looking?
No.
Key, what about you?
After 3 games?
Yeah, what do you think?
Man, come on, man, stop.
I ask you about Jalen Hurts, you're good.
I'm evaluating him the same way I would evaluate any quarterback that from the first quarter to fourth quarters in games, and then I got 3 minutes left in the game, and then he explodes. That doesn't do it for me. Because when I look at all of this happened, this love affair happened because of the Baltimore Ravens fourth quarter, Harry.
Yeah.
I can't look at those other quarters in my mind as the judge, the guy who's making the decisions on whether or not I want him long term at a quarter. Yeah. Can he carry it over to the next game? Possibly. In the next game, possibly. But I'm looking at what ifs. I got to look at the what ifs. He didn't throw for the 4 touchdowns with 6 minutes to go in the game. Look at those numbers before that. And look at the interceptions that he's throwing. And look at where he's placing the ball. All of those sort of things. I know we look at Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle ran a slant. Threw it across the middle. Waddle house call. You know how close that was to being picked? If the DB, all the DB got to do is turn his damn head. Instead, he looking at Waddle. Instead of turning his head when the ball comes. So I look at stuff like that. I take it totally different when you look at the stat sheet at the end of the day and go, oh, my God, he's playing the best in the world. I'm not the only former professional athlete, football player that has come in our room and said, man, not right now.
Jay,
not the only one.
Jay, you are a Tua guy. What do you have to say to that?
I laugh at all this because all I've heard on this show is that there are different ways to win championships. Not everybody needs a Josh Allen. Not everybody needs a Patrick Mahomes. You need somebody that can be a game manager who has a great defense, who has pieces around him, and who can make plays at the right time. So I'm sitting there looking at Tua saying, all right, that looks like that could be that. That could win a championship. It may not be as polished as Josh Allen, but it still can be effective.
He can throw 4 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. It's possible on that team.
Yes.
Harry Douglas, ESPN football analyst and ESPN radio host. You will be at Clemson this weekend for the big ACC clash between number 4 Clemson and number 10 NC State. What do you, DJ Ugalele, am I say that right? Ugalele,
yeah, just
DJ Uungale.
Uungale.
Call it DJ U.
I say, always say like ukulele.
I don't even try.
Uungale.
Just call him DJ U.
I got told to ask you, are you going to wear red bottoms again in crowd surf?
No, not this week. Because, I mean, you got the weather and stuff, so it might not be pretty out there. So. Yeah.
What do you think? So I asked you about Tua. What do you think about DJ? Has he been able to?
So the first game, I was at the first game against Georgia Tech, and I left that game saying at some point Kate Kubenek, their backup quarterback, was going to be playing this year. But I see the game last week against Wake Forest where DJ throws for 371, 5 touchdowns. Now, mechanically, he still has some work to do because you see the missed throws. You see things need to be polished a lot when it comes to him. But he put the team on his back and got a second overtime win versus an opponent that possibly could have beat them. So he put the team on his back. He just has to be more polished, man. And going into this game this weekend against NC State, I like NC State's defense. They have 2 linebackers in Peyton Wilson and Isaiah Moore who can play really, really well. I'm interested to see, can Dave Duren and that defense rattle DJU to make him turn the football over?
How's the quarterback from NC State playing?
Devin Leary? He's doing okay.
Devin Leary.
Yeah, he's doing okay. Yeah, he hasn't been bad.
Clemson didn't give me all the confidence in that game against Wake, man. I mean, I know they're a top 10 team, but
you got to understand Wake, though, they're an offensive juggernaut. Like, Wake
understood,
is a,
yeah.
I like they don't play a lick of defense.
You know what I like, though, Harry? I like the, and he rides him all the way to the line of scrimmage.
Crazy.
And it's crazy.
Because the defense are stuck in a position to where they don't know to play the run or the pass. And as soon as they bite up one step, he's pulling it,
he's
throwing it to that glance route right behind.
Literally all the way back down to the line of scrimmage, and I'm sitting there, and I'm watching it, and I'm saying to myself, who got the damn ball?
And the running back is literally just hopping right there at the line of scrimmage. Just
patience.
Hopping.
Selling it.
Yep. You know who would have been good in that offense?
Who?
Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Le'Veon Bell.
That's his game. That's 100% his good game. In
there. Patient. Yep. The whole thing and do everything you need. All right. That is the great Harry Douglas, ladies and gentlemen. Well, hey. You can hear him, see him all over ESPN on shows such as This Just In, where he starred yesterday.
Harry,
thanks, Harry.
You look like you don't hear me.
What'd you say?
Bill Belichick listens to KJM. And we have proof.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number 1, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number 2, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
All right, guys. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Guys, you know we're on the ESPN app, right? You know most people probably have it on their phone. If not, you download it in 1 second. You click on the app. On the lower right-hand corner, it says More. You click on that. You scroll down to Live Radio. You don't need to be in your car. You take us with you anywhere.
Absolutely. I had a friend do it yesterday. I had to, you know, help him out because he needed to know. Go to the right, click. Here you go. Hit More.
Now he knows.
Look at you guys giving technology advice. I'm so proud of you.
Well,
you've taught us, Jay.
He went from his apartment to work.
Yeah.
Apartment to car to work, and he couldn't miss us. He had to have us.
Keep the things in your ears. Good.
What are the things?
AirPods, earbuds, headphones, whatever it is.
Or put it on speaker.
Put it on speaker.
I don't believe
Bluetooth.
You. I don't believe you.
All right. Let's play to the max. How done are these teams 0, 50, or to the max, Shannon?
All right, well, we're talking done. We're going to start with you, Key. My New York Giants currently sit at 2-1. How done are the Giants now that they've lost top receiver Sterling Shepard?
I think they're at 50. It's too early in the season to just say because they're 2-1 and Sterling Shepard is gone, we don't know if they're going to acquire somebody. We don't know if they take a guy off the practice squad and move him up. The one thing we do know is they got Saquon Barkley. And Saquon Barkley, if the defense could continue to play well and they just give the football to him, they could stay in the mix within the division for sure. I'm not ready to say it just yet, though.
Yeah, I'll say 50. I agree with you. Like, I don't know what kind of rabbit they can pull out of the hat as it relates to Kenny Galladay. If they can get somebody in return for him. Still, that wide receiving core is the thing that's missing for this team, considering Sterling Shepard went down. But I still think they're decent. They're a decent team.
I'm going to say 0 done based on the Shepard injury. And the reason I say that is I really think this season is going to come. Like, they work the tight ends a little bit. You saw the rookie tight end. They'll figure something out. The real issue, they don't have, like, Sterling Shepard's not taking the lid off anyway, right? Like, it's not one of those guys.
I mean, we got Richie James and David Sills.
That's true.
That's what we're working with.
And
right
Kadarius
now, okay?
Toney and maybe, you know, the kid they drafted. But really, the season's going to come down to how are the first round picks going to develop? Can Evan Neal start to hold it down as the season goes on? Can Kayvon Thibodeau get pressure on the quarterback? If that happens, Giants would be in the mix.
All right, let's move on to the next team here, the Denver Broncos.
They may be
sitting at 2-1, but their offenses look bad. They've been booed at home twice already. Key, how done are the Denver Broncos at 2-1?
I would say I'm at a 50 right now on them. As I said yesterday, they may be the worst 2-1 team in the history of the National Football League, just based on where
Giants.
The offense is, because the offense isn't putting up the points that they thought they were going to be able to when they acquired Russell Wilson from Seattle. They gave Noah Fant away, which in my opinion was their best offensive weapon. I don't know, Cortland Sutton and Russell Wilson certainly have hooked up a lot this year in terms of completions, but they haven't gotten into the end zone. And I think that that's the big key. This division is tough. Maybe the Chargers is coming back to earth. Who knows? They still have a chance to do something, but they got to get it together soon.
You see, I'll say a 0. I chose to drink from a glass of optimism this morning. Mm. And when I look at the Chargers, Joey Bosa going down, there's a lot of gaps on their team. Justin Herbert still hurt. I think this is the bottom for this team. First three games, new head coach, a lot of challenges as relates to miscommunications on the field. But still, you're sitting up top the AFC West with nothing but upside.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with Jay. I think I'm at a 0 for this reason. The division, by the way, the division that was, and I'll say the same thing for the Raiders, the division that was, that maybe could send four teams to the playoffs, no one's running away with this thing. Chiefs will be there, but the Broncos are 2-1. Hackett couldn't be any worse. You got to figure he's going to get better than this. Russell Wilson's going to get better than this. The Chargers are cooked. I can't say they're done. No, I got to go 0.
All right, let's head out to the NFC West. The Arizona Cardinals currently sit at 1-2. Key, how done are the Cardinals?
You want to answer that for me, Max? I mean, Jay?
He looked at me and he said, Max.
Well, because I was going to say, you want to answer it for me?
No, why?
Because it's the Cardinals.
Oh, no. You go.
Okay, to the max. To the max. They just, they are not, look, they stole one from the Raiders because Renfro couldn't hold on to the football. That's their long win so far this season. They need DeAndre Hopkins back, clearly. Cliff Kingsbury, the Arizona Cardinals are probably going to kick themselves by giving Steve Keim and Cliff Kingsbury extensions. Kyler Murray extension is whatever. But those two dudes, Cliff Kingsbury couldn't get out of his own way if he wanted to. He in-game decisions, some of the things that he's doing, I don't see it at all in that division. The 49ers are right there. You know Seattle's going to fight like hell, and the Rams are a good football team. They're
50.
Done to the max.
50. They're probably going to lose to the Eagles, but then after that, you have Carolina and Seattle, which you can beat. They can get to 3-3, then they get D-Hop back. DeAndre Hopkins coming back can electrify this offense. 50.
I'm with you, Jay, also because Kyler Murray can play a lot better than this, and Hopkins is not out. If Hopkins was out for the season, they're done to the max. Hopkins is coming back, so if they could just steal a win or two, they'll be in a mix, again, in a division that no one's running away with.
All right, let's head to the NFC South.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
The New Orleans Saints, currently 1-2.
Uh-oh.
Jameis Winston dealing with some back and ankle issues.
Take it away, Key.
Ankle issues.
Maybe angle issues, too.
Angles,
I don't know.
Angle issues. Angle. Get them angles. Get them angles in themselves.
Get them angles.
All right. You got receivers Michael Thomas and Jarvis Landry. Both did not practice Wednesday. Key, how done are your New Orleans Saints at 1-2?
You know, I plead the fifth in this situation.
Plead not 1, 2, 3, 4, but fifth.
There are so many amendments in the Constitution.
I would say as of right now, three games into the season, they are at a 50. Talk to me in a couple weeks and I'll let you know where they're at, because this is going to be a big game against the Minnesota Vikings in London. It's going to say a lot. Can they bounce back? Can the defense somehow carry this team while they're limping along the lines on the offensive side of the ball? I mean, it's it. You know, when your quarterback can't play. And by the way, where is Taysom Hill? Is he even on the New Orleans Saints anymore?
He's on line two. He's warming up.
They got to figure out how to get him involved as their Swiss Army knife.
He certainly is. He's a good Swiss Army knife.
Think about where we are right now. We're begging the Saints to get Taysom Hill more involved in the offense. Just for a different look. To me, it's a max. Winston being banged up. But I will say this, though, Key. Here's an opportunity. You always talk about, like, value creation, right, for companies, like the company of the Saints. Dennis Allen is known for running great defenses. Okay, defense, your offense is banged up. It's time to show your worth.
That's a great point.
Let's go, Dennis Allen.
I'm to the max, because once Key takes the fifth on the Saints, I'm to the max. And by the way, we've glossed over the thing about Dennis Allen. The fact of the matter is Sean Payton's gone. And the question is, just like you were asking about without Daboll, what are they going to look like in Buffalo? You must ask, when the head coach, like Sean Payton, a legendary head coach, leaves, what's the team going to look like? They ain't got Sean Payton anymore. You know, and now Jameis is hurt and all kinds of, I'm to the max.
All right, let's head
haters.
To
that escalated quickly.
Let's head to the AFC
West.
Took
the fifth on the Saints.
On his team.
That's it. I'm out. That's all I got to see.
No, I took the fifth. That doesn't mean I'm out. I just don't.
No, I know. It means I'm out, though.
You're out. Okay.
Yeah. Let me get on the phone right now and go on FanDuel here and put this one in the books.
All right, next up on to the max. We're looking at how done are these teams on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. The Las Vegas Raiders, currently 0-3. Key, how done are the Raiders?
Oh, to the max. To the super max. I think they're done. They're 0-3. And look, do we really know that Josh McDaniels is a good coach? Do we really know
not
that?
Not a head coach. We don't know.
Yeah, but do we know he's a good coach? Because one of the things that you always try to tell me about Bill Belichick is, oh, yeah, Tom Brady forever.
Yeah, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Yeah, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Right? And so all those times that he has driven to games or whatever on the bus sitting next to Bill Belichick, when he goes to Las Vegas, he sure didn't take none of that knowledge with him. That's what it seems like to me. They're to the max.
I'll with the names on the roster, it's easy to say they should be to the max. But for me, that's a 50. Because I honestly think with Davante Adams, with Renfro, with Waller, with Carr, they still have the pieces to pick it up and to make it reasonable. It's going to be a fight, but that I think they have the talent.
See, they're in a tough division and a tough conference.
But –
they're
0-3.
They're 0-3, but no one's 3-0 in the division. If someone was 3-0, I'm going to go 50. I'm between 50 and to the max, but I'm going to say 50 because I look at the roster. I think of how Derek Carr led the team through all the turmoil last year.
Yeah.
I look, no one's running away with it with a great record. I'm going to say 50.
You give them the benefit of the doubt.
I give them the benefit of the doubt.
For right now.
A Raider guy and I'm a Carr guy, but I can't give them the benefit of the doubt from what I'm seeing versus the conference and the division.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's true. But
if they were 1-2.
2 weeks from now, you might feel different.
If they were 1-2,
yeah.
I'd be like, okay, 50. But
being
0-3
is tough to climb out of, yeah.
They should have been 1-2.
Yeah.
Just hold on to the damn ball.
Yeah. All right, been an astronaut, but
staying in that same division.
In the spaceship.
Staying in that same division, we got the Los Angeles Chargers at 1-2. Justin Herbert banged up. Joey Bosa needing surgery on his groin. Rashawn Slater, torn bicep, out for the season. Keenan Allen banged up. J.C. Jackson banged up. Oh. Key, how done are the Los Angeles Chargers at 1-2?
I would say they're at a 50 because really when you think about it, Joey Bosa's out, needs surgery. How long will that be? You mentioned Rashawn Slater. His mother should have just said Keyshawn instead of Rashawn, but that's a whole other thing. And in the end, J.C. Jackson will be back at some point in time. Keenan Allen will be back at some point in time. Those ribs are not going to completely go away for Justin Herbert, but they'll get better. And as long as they got a a quarterback that can help them, I think they'll be fine. They took Kansas City down to the wire now. Yeah. They had Kansas City on the ropes.
They did.
I'll say 50. I mean, Keenan Allen potentially will come back this week. I guess the only thing that makes me worried is, you know, how does Justin Herbert how does that continue to get better if he continues to get hit? But how many times do you do that? Like, well, how many times do you get that little injection?
As many times as the doctor allows you to.
I've said as many times as the doctor allows you to.
I'm worried about that doctor anyway.
But that's a whole other story.
Coach leaves him in the game 38-10, and your blind side's gone. What guys, I'm to the max. I'm to the max on the Chargers being cooked. I think they're cooked. What Whitworth did to the offense in L.A.,
the Rams
just got so much better, right? Slater did the same thing there. The team got better when they took care of Justin Herbert on the blind side, on the line. He's gone for the season.
Well, here's what I would
and
say.
And he's got barbecued ribs,
if Herbert. The offensive coordinator, Lombardi, could figure out the protections and slide the line to the left to protect his blind side. And if he's feels a little bit better, I think he's okay.
But
he's
now add the injury, though.
No, I'm saying if he feels better, he's okay.
You're not going to feel better being left in a 38-10 game.
Mike Williams showed me something when Keenan Allen wasn't in the lineup. So now I'm okay there, and I feel good that he can
step up. He just talked me into a 50. Mike Williams looked great that game against Kansas City.
But I'm going to talk you out of the 50.
All right.
Because there's a guy on the sideline named Brandon Staley.
Their defense. He just talked me out of the 50.
Their defense gave up the goods against the Jacksonville Jaguars. It had nothing to do with the offense. The offense scored 10 points, so they need to score more. But the defense gave up 38.
Right.
Aren't you supposed to be a defensive guru wizard? On top of that, he continues to make bonehead decisions as a head coach. Cost him about 3 games last year, and he's getting ready to get the quarterback completely killed.
He might have cost him the whole season. Justin Herbert, 23, 4 years old, has got fractured ribs, whatever it is, cartilage ribs. You leave him in a 38-10 loss? What?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Bill Belichick listens to KJM, guys. Don't believe us? Listen to this.
He just gives you nothing. You already know what you're getting. You're going to get a small little word, and that's it.
How's Mac Jones doing, Coach?
Well, he's doing great.
Day by day, Phil. Day by day. That's the plan. Day by day.
Coach, what does doing great mean?
Well, I'm not a doctor.
What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know.
No, you can't make this stuff up!
Yeah. Short, sweet,
there's two of them! Point.
Three, he gave you three words. Day by day.
I wonder if Bill really is looking at the show and listening to it and saying, hey, I'm going to do exactly what Keyshawn just did.
He's so good, man.
Because I did that before his press conference.
Yeah, that's right.
Way before his press conference.
Mike Reese, ESPN Patriots reporter, joining us now on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Mike, you can't make this stuff up. Just listening to Bill Belichick, he is an absolute genius in front of the media.
That was fun yesterday, guys. And I just want to take you inside that media workroom. We were in there, and we're saying before he came in, we're like, I don't know how this one's going to go today, because we were going to be peppering him with Mac Jones questions, and we figured he would just shut them all down. I felt like he brought theater into the football sort of arena there, and he actually made a moment for us right there with On to Cincinnati, Mona Lisa Vito. So I sort of walked out of there, and I said, hey, thanks, Bill. You made a fun day for us.
Yeah, were you surprised to learn that he is not an orthopedic surgeon, Bill Belichick? That seemed to be some breaking news.
It was not just what he said. It was how he delivered it. He was like, he came in there, Max, ready to sort of engage. And think about it. How many times have we seen the other side of that with Bill, where he said, I'm not giving him anything. So to me, that part was sort of, I enjoyed it from Bill yesterday.
Mike, Mac Jones out, Brian Hoyer in. How will the offense function under Hoyer?
Well, Key, let me say this. Like, Mac Jones is likely out. One thing I would say with him, and I'm getting to know him a little bit in his second year here, it would not surprise me if he tries to play Sunday at Green Bay. I'm not saying he definitely will, but I think in his mind right now, like, he's not ruling out the possibility. We know he didn't practice yesterday, but he's here at the facility. I'm told he's going through the game planning process. So put that to the side. Let's say there's not a Hail Mary situation where Mac plays, and it is Brian Hoyer. The main thing that has to change, Key, the turnovers. Patriots have turned it over 8 times this season, second highest total in the league. They need to run the ball, play it safe, keep Brian Hoyer out of harm's way, and sort of stay in the game and try to steal one late. That would be the formula.
How many days have Mac Jones, because today is Thursday, how many days has he practiced? So he didn't practice yesterday. They don't practice on Tuesday. If he doesn't go today and didn't go yesterday, he won't be playing. Because Belichick, as you know, Mike, got to practice.
Well, and it's a good point, Key. And I asked Belichick this question yesterday a little bit of a different variety. I said, when you're making the game plan on a Tuesday to give to the players on a Wednesday, what impact does it have when you don't know if it's going to be for sure Mac Jones or Brian Hoyer? Bill Belichick said to me, not much impact, because he said Hoyer has so much experience. He's pretty much done everything we would do. And he thinks Mac could execute what they would do with limited practice time. Whether that's just coach speak or reality, you know, we will see. And honestly, Key, I'm not expecting Mac to play. I just know the way his mind works. And he might want to show how tough he is to try to give it a go. And to me, that would be a compelling story if that's the way it unfolds.
Mike Reese, ESPN Patriots reporter, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Mike, the other day on our show, Key made the point that, you know, he gets into these quarterbacks and sometimes we compare these guys. And he said, you know, Mac Jones, Brian Hoyer, pretty much the same thing when you think about it, because it's about the Bill Belichick system. It's about the offense. What do you think about that?
Jay, I gotta maybe push back on it, respectfully so. To me, the ceiling with Mac is a lot higher, especially the way he played last year as a rookie when he had Josh McDaniels. When we talk about what the system is right now for the Patriots, I'm not sure it's the same system as they were running last year when Mac had such a promising rookie season. And I think that's why we've seen the struggles from him a little bit, just trying to get him comfortable. So I think just from overall, I look at Mac at a higher level, and I look at Brian as sort of a perfect backup, a veteran who maybe can get you through a couple games if the starter goes down. But if you had to be with him for the long haul, I don't think your upside is as high as it would be if Mac Jones was in there.
Let me clarify that a little bit for you, though, Mike. This season, Brian Hoyer and Mac Jones this season, basically the same quarterback. They're not, in my opinion, they're not losing anything for the next several games. Last year is a different year. I'm talking about right now as it stands today. They're basically the same based on what Mac Jones has been doing.
That is completely fair, because I don't think Mac has played as well as he played last year. He hasn't looked as comfortable. He's been careless with the ball. 5 interceptions, tied for a league high. So, Key, when you talk specifically to this year, I'm right there with you.
Yeah. Yeah, because Mac Jones certainly is the higher ceiling. It's not even close.
Going forward, yeah. But so far, like as of this moment, this next game, more or less the same thing. Mike Reese, ESPN, Patriots reporter. Not so easy to replace Mike Reese, on the other hand. Thanks, Mike.
Mike, thanks for being outside Gillette.
Thanks, guys.
Yes.
You were committed.
You were committed,
always
Mike.
Outside Gillette. That's what I'm talking about. Which single-season home run record do you recognize? The cheating ones or 61? Does it still mean what it once did? KJM, ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.